on the Big Sports Breakfast. It's Lori Daly's Power Rankings.
Oh, how good is it? What do you got today, Loz? Your top five Dally M contenders?
Yeah, and there's a couple of forwards there and a couple of outside backs. But I reckon the Dally M winner will come from one of these five or six players, Mido. Now, before the season started, I looked at value and I went with Payne Haas. And I still think Payne Haas is a massive show of winning the Dally M this year. He is a young man, only 20 years of age. I think he's averaged 200 metres per game in the opening 2 weeks of the competition. He's got good footwork, and I think these rules will be to his advantage. He's got good speed, good agility. Defensively, he's very, very strong. And I reckon he'll create momentum for this Brisbane Broncos side. And I just think that he can create some momentum through this middle third, which will be advantageous for the likes of Milford, Brodie Croft, and also Saka, the fullback, playing through the middle. I'm anticipating a lot more football through the middle. So I've gone with people that I think will be exposing opposition rucks. So basically Payne Haas through the middle for the Brisbane Broncos. Then I've gone, I think, Jason Taumalolo. I think he should be favourite for the Dally M. This is a guy that is averaging at least 250 metres per game. You know what he ran against the Bulldogs in round two?
345
metres. Yeah. Unheard of.
Yeah.
Unheard of. And he gets better and better with every game. He's got footwork, he's got speed, and he gets better when the opposition gets tired. And I said this before the 6 o'clock news. I never thought I would say this. I think at the end of his career, he'll be the best forward the game has ever seen. And I think he will possibly become the Cowboys' greatest ever player.
Wow.
Ahead of Jonathan Thurston. I just see him as a superstar. If he was playing for Queensland and playing for Australia, we would have him elevated to another level. Because he doesn't play a lot of rep football, you don't see him. And all of a sudden he turns up for Tonga at the end of the year, inspires them to victories over Australia and New Zealand. But if he was playing the last 4 or 5 years in those representative sides, we would be sitting back here in awe of his performances. He's won the last 4 Cowboys Players of the Year. He's 26 years of age.
Is that why it is always going to be hard to compare him to someone like JT because he's not playing Origin?
I think so. I think it will be.
Yeah.
Yes, you can say that JT won 4 Dally M's.
Yep.
Taumalolo's only won 1. Possibly could win this year and a couple more by the end of his career. But if you want to look at stats, well, you go, he could win the Cowboys Player of the Year this year, and he's won it more times than Jonathan Thurston. So therefore, he is eligible to be the Cowboys' best ever player. I just think he is a superstar, and what he does on the field, I haven't seen others do. And he is just damaging. And if he stays on the field, I think he's close to a special.
You hear opposition players say exactly that. There's not one opposition player that says, okay, you can pick one player to have on your team. Who do you want? And they all want him.
Well, he's hard to handle, and he can his momentum is so – he builds up his momentum so quick over a short space. So he can go from 0 to 100 on the advantage line, and he's got good footwork. And very rarely do you get a shoulder tackle or a chest-on tackle on him. It's always an arm. And because he's so big and powerful, he breaks through tackles. And his tackle breaks are enormous. And for me, he's just the most damaging forward I have seen. And I think at the end of his career, he will be classed as the best.
Wow.
The best we've seen.
He's got the perfect physical prototype for a rugby league player, doesn't he?
I'm in awe of some of the work that he does, Mido. He continually puts his hand up, carry the ball, and gets through a mountain of work in defence. But he carries that side, and he creates momentum. And I'm really looking forward to seeing how he goes this year again, given that his second game back, and you've got to remember, all big men usually take a bit of time to find the rhythm of the game and get themselves back into being match fitness. Well, he ran 345 yards in game two, which is unheard of.
Unbelievable.
If that was a fullback or a winger, we'd be sitting here in awe.
Yeah.
But I reckon the coronavirus for him hit at the wrong time, because we didn't get an opportunity to talk about his game because the competition was suspended. But I think we'll talk a lot more about him this year. Tom Trbojevic, big, strong, breaks tackle, loves playing through the middle. And again, I'm
you
coming.
You like Tommy Loz, don't you?
Yeah, he's one of my favourites. Yeah,
he's one of my favourites. Loz has got a soft spot for him.
Yeah, you know what? He's a good kid.
Yeah.
But he's just such a good player. He hasn't reached his potential. And if he can stay on the field, he'll win Manly games. And he and his brother will win a competition at some stage for Manly. They're that good a player that they won't be missing out on winning a comp throughout their career. And he saves tries. That's the other thing about a fullback. Mm. He saves tries. And remember that tackle, or he knocked the ball out of Keary's hand against the Roosters in round two, which won the game for Manly. I can't leave out Tedesco, the game's best player. Great anticipation, great speed. He doesn't miss any half chances. He's always in the game, whether he's on the ball or whether he's out wide. He's just a constant threat. And he's that confident now. He knows his impact has a big say in the outcome of the results. So he's comfortable now to get the ball in his hands when the game's on the line. So I think that's an advantage that the Roosters have. And again, loves playing through the middle. And I see the hookers really doing well this year. I think Damien Cook is a different type of player to a Cameron Smith and a Josh Hodgson. Speed out of dummy half. He'll take real advantage of this six to go rule when the opposition, when the referee calls it, and in particular when the opposition get tired. He's still learning how to create sort of ruck speed. And he's not like a Cameron Smith or a Hodgson. And he sort of doesn't get that momentum happening for the team. The team get the momentum happening for Cookie. But any time there's a fast play the ball, and watch him off Liam Knight, watch him off Cameron Murray, watch him off Tom Burgess this year. They'll be guys that he'll be looking to run after. And then, of course, you've got Smith and Hodgson, who play with great control and always seem to be able to make the right play at the right time. Their decision-making is first class. They put people over the advantage line. They've got the ability to bring or pull people out of shape in the defensive line. And the way that they can roll the ruck, the way that they can create momentum for their team is unbelievable. They just know how to do it. So they're the sort of people that I'd be looking at when I'm looking at my Dally M players. But I reckon Tau Malolo for mine is great value, because I think if he stays on the field, he wins it.
$8. $8 with Tab. James Tedesco is the $7 favourite for the Dally M. Mitchell Moses on the second line of betting at $8.
Yeah, well, Parramatta are going to win games. I think that's what they're basing on. Parramatta are going to win games. Gutherson may take a lot of points off Mitchell Moses and Nathan Brown. But again, now that I've looked at the market again, I had Payne Haas before the start of the season, but he was $23, I think. Now he's about $11, and Tau Malolo's $8. I just think, yeah, you know, given the compression now between those two players, I think Tau Malolo is the standout for mine.